All right, we're here with Rick Burris, the Mississippi Valley Blues Fest coming this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Now, there's, it took a year off. It came back on. There's been maybe a little confusion as to what's going on. Can you just kind of fill us in on what's happening?
Well, yeah, we having to deal with the flood 3 of the last 5 years before we canceled the fest. You know, you just get into a situation where you just can't keep doing it if you're going to lose money every year of the flood. You know, and we lose the park, we lose about half.
Yeah.
So half the people, half the money. I mean, that's hard to, in a nonprofit, that's pretty much it. So we took a break just because we didn't want to just go bankrupt, mm-hmm. and recovered some funds, and wonderful sponsors came back to us. And so we had it last year and we were somewhat successful, but we don't like to push it. So we, keeping it low key and just trying to put the blues out there. To us, it's, the music is the most important part. And, you just do what you can with what you have. And as long as there's a good day and the music is playing, the people will have a good time. And that's what Fest is really all about.
Well, the Quad Cities are kind of known for the music fests, and there's a lot of them out there. And Blues Fest is certainly one of – I think it's my favorite fest. I love going down there. It's, usually 4th of July weekend.
Yep.
And, God willing, the weather holds out, man, it's just a lot of fun because they got some scary talent down there.
Yeah, we really do. It's so much fun. We got lots of cool things going on this year. We got this Three Kings show on Friday night.
Yeah, that's kind of like a tribute to
B.B. King, Freddie King, and Albert King. As these guys have been working on this for weeks, and it just sounds so good. It's going to be a real hit, I'm believing. So
that's great. And we got, of course, on the cover of the River City's Reader is the Reverend Peyton. The Big Damn Band's going to be down there.
So much fun.
He's a killer slide guitar guy.
That whole show is going to be amazing. He's got his wife is the washboard player, and she's just one of the best I've ever seen at that.
Washboard breezy, they call
it. Yeah, she is really, and they're so much fun.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one. And who's headlining on Saturday night?
Saturday night we got the Dave Dopsy and the Zydeco Hellraisers. I'm going to go out with a singing, dancing, jumping around.
Now, of course, the main stage is a lot of the touring bands.
Oh yes, absolutely.
But you've guys, you got a tent that's going to have a bunch of the local bands.
Yeah, last year we started a thing called the local scene, mm-hmm. because maybe people don't really know it, but the Quad Cities is really thick with incredible musical talent. Mm-hmm. On almost every level of music out there, the Quad Cities just has some great music. And last year, we kind of showcased that by having the local guys donate their time.
Yeah.
Well, it turned out to be one of the best parts of the fest because the local bands were like killing it. And mm-hmm. the audience was like, where are these people? I said, they're at every bar in town.
Right.
All the time. Go out and see them. So it really feeds us on two levels. Gets the word out for the local bands. And this year, they got a little bit different. We're going to pay them this year, so,
That's good. That's good. We have a little incentive.
We have a great lineup, especially Friday night with Susan Williams' band. She's an amazing singer and a great band. And then after that, the Phyllis Wethington Band. That's going to be a fun show. And Saturday, we got Frankie Fontaine and the Ramblers. David Bernstein's going to do a show like he did last year. He's in our blues school also.
Cool.
And then A.V. Grouse Band. And then at 10:30, we're going to have a giant... just kill them fest, everybody. Yeah. As many people we can squeeze up there.
The blues mob, they call
it. The blues mob, yeah. Plenty of them. So that tent, it's a great energy. I play it myself. Yeah. I'm in the Stingers, the first band, and the energy in that tent was amazing last year. So we're hoping for the same lightning in a bottle, maybe.
How long have you been with the Stingers? Because you've been in other Quad City
bands.
Yeah,
the Stingers about 2 years playing around. We'll open for people. Like we open for the Jimmies and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I was the Mercury Brothers before that.
Gotcha.
Ever. We still play when anybody wants to book us, so we can be the Mercury Brothers in a second. It's not that hard of a switch.
Well, there's the Blues School. That's mm-hmm. That's going to be on Saturday, right?
Right. Saturday in the pavilion there, right mm-hmm. by the river. You got Hand and Heart Drumming, which is going to be, he has like 90 different drums.
Yeah.
So it's going to be like a big drum circle. It'll be a really cool vibe. And then the Winter Blues All-Star, one of Ellis Kell's favorite, the thing he started. And mm-hmm. over at RME, they'll be playing at 4 o'clock with Hal Reed kind of being the band leader. And then David Bernstein is going to give his famous harmonica lessons where all the kids get free harmonicas and
It really is a good family
festival
to go to. I love bringing the kids, and they get up and they do their dancing. We sit and bake in the sun and they dance, and it's really a wonderful time. The Blues Fest is happening this weekend, Friday and Saturday. What time doors open on Friday?
Friday, the gates open at 4 o'clock, and the music's going to start right at 4 in the beer tent, and we'll play in between. And then on Saturday, gates open at noon. Mm-hmm. The music goes off from the main stage at 1 on Saturday, 5 on Friday.
Okay.
So, but there'll be music 12 to 1 and 5 to 4 to 5. So,
always a great time. The Mississippi Valley Blues Fest this weekend, and it's right down there in LeClaire Park in Davenport. Do not miss it. Thank you, Rick.
My pleasure. Thanks for helping us out.